My answer.
Okay, so we'll just do this. Do what?
I guess we're going to use a terrible one.
You're good.
This meeting is called to order. Okay.
Is it on? We're not on? Did he turn us on? He said we were off back here.
Hello?
No.
He
said he's going to find it. What he did was he stopped us from over there.
They
so
got us.
Ready to put him on.
I had not a clue.
Shame on you.
It's
going to
be live here.
Okay.
We should all be live. You know,
okay.
Yeah, sorry.
It is called to order. Okay, for tonight's agenda, items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board slash council may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board council may remove any item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commission Zoning Commission, the BCC, or Clark County Planning Commission, the PC, for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Please take all private conversations outside the room. With 48 hours advance request, a sign language interpreter, or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities may be made available by calling 702-455-3530 or TDD 702-385-7486 or Relay Nevada toll-free at 800-326-6868 TD/TDD. Supporting material provided to board/council members for this meeting may be requested from Laughlin Town Manager's Office at 702-298-0828 and is or will be available on the county's website at www.clarkcountynv.gov. Okay, let's see. We're going to call to order an invocation call to order. First of all, the Pledge of Allegiance. Jane, would you like to do that, please? I'm here, Ellie. What about you, Kyle?
I'm here.
Donna Moore, here.
Okay, Sandy Walters is absent. Okay, so we just have one absent. Next, public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board/council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your name, your last name for the record. If any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of this presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board/council by majority vote. Okay, and this is really important that everybody comes up to the microphone and spells your name, even if you've been up there once before, because it is being recorded. Okay, approval of the minutes for February 15th, 2017.
I make a motion to approve the minutes for February 15th.
Second the motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Approval of the agenda for March 15th, 2017. And hold, combine, or delete any items. Does anybody have any changes to this? Okay, so I need a motion.
Motion to approve the minutes.
I second that.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Next, we have informational items. Receive a report from Metro Police regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area crime concerns.
Okay. How you doing? Officer Stevens, S-T-E-E-N-S, with Metro. And the address would be 101 Civic Drive in Laughlin, Nevada. How's everyone going? Doing, shall I say. This past month been really good, quiet. We had calls for service in February. There were 17 calls for service for the whole month. Traffic citations up here were 75, and we only had one arrest for a domestic, and that is it on the stats. So, and if anyone has any other questions, meet me afterwards, unless you're going to...
Yes.
Go ahead. Shoot.
Go ahead. Need permission from the chair.
Okay.
Okay, Jane?
Either I can meet now or after with her. It's up to you guys.
Is this important for right now, Jane?
This is something for the community.
Okay, good. Okay, thank you.
Jane Overy, 210 North Montana Street, Overy. I noticed in the newspaper, the Laughlin Times, that we have a new chief. And it was just pointed out to me because I was concerned about this article. Because the article only mentioned Laughlin. And I know that this is a whole huge area that Metro covers. And I know the officers that come here know that too. But I understand it could have been the fact that the reporter did not realize that Metro covers more of the area than just Laughlin.
Thank you. Anyone else? Fine. Thank you, Officer. Okay, receive a report from Nevada Highway Patrol regarding activity and statistics during the last month and other public safety concerns.
There is no report. No report.
Okay, no report. Next, receive a report from Kim Colton for Searchlight Fire Department regarding calls for service during the past month and other fire prevention issues.
No report.
No report. No report. Okay. Receive a report from Judge Richard Hill with Justice Court regarding statistics and other activities during the past month.
Good evening. Judge Hill, 1090 Cotton Cove. Have some statistics for the month of February. Let's see. We had derailments this last month of one. Preliminary hearings, we had none. Status checks, we had eight. Trials, we had one. We had no in custodies. And in court for traffic day was seven. Our 72-hour videos where we look into Clark County Detention Center and do preliminary arraignments, we had six. Court actions, we had warrants went out in February, 95. Protection orders, we had one. Citations, total, that'd be Metro Highway Patrol and Park Service, would be 213. Our criminal court dates are March 21st, traffic is the 22nd. Criminal court is again on April 4th and traffic on the 5th. All court dates are open to the public, and all court dates are held at 10 a.m. So that's all I really have. Does anybody have any questions?
Thank you, Judge Hill. Receive a report from the Las Vegas Valley Water District regarding the status of the water system.
Good evening. Natalia Londono, it's 1001 Las Vegas Valley View Boulevard. I'm filling in for Omar Salcedo today. He is working up at the legislative session until the end of June. And I just have a short update for you guys. The system is stable and there are no major leaks to report. Water use for the month of February has increased from the same time last year. In February 2017, residents used almost 4,000 gallons more than in February 2016. And currently, all wells are operational and there is no other service issues or news to report. Does anybody have any more questions? Any other questions?
Yes. Jane, please.
Jane Over, OBERY. I just wanted to find out, this came in our water bill this time, and it says that our water rate changes to take effect. Is that for a searchlight?
You know what? I don't know for sure, but I can find out.
Can I have you step to the microphone, please?
I don't know the answer to this for sure, but I can definitely find out and send an email to Tammy. So I'll find that out, and I'll send it to you tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you.
I just want to make sure that, you know, I'm
yeah, because I think searchlight water rates are different.
I think so, too, but I just want to double check.
Just when I saw that, I just thought, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you.
We receive a report from Greg Turner with Clark County Water Reclamation District regarding the status of the water system and water usage.
He's not here.
Okay. So this report here, it says statistics, February 2017, treated an average of 39,000 gallons per day. Last year, February 2016, had an average of 38,000 gallons per day. The difference between 2016 and 17, flow increased to thousands per day for the last year at this time. Sewer service complaints, no sewer service complaints for the month of February 2017. The call before you dig, there was zero searchlight tickets received for February 2017. And you can probably get a copy of this in the back. We have a monthly flow comparison chart. Okay, next. Number seven, receive a report from Richard DeClerc with Parks and Recreation regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities.
Thanks, Richard.
Thank you.
Richard DeClerc, Program Supervisor, Clark County Parks and Recreation. Statistics for February 2017, we ran 14 programs and serviced 422 total attendants for the month, which was up from 223 last year, which seems like a lot. And it is because our sessions ended in February, so we actually run two sessions worth of numbers, so they kind of double for February. If you guys are looking at that, like, there's no way that happened. So that was pretty good for us. Upcoming events, I did have to move our family movie night. It was supposed to be last week or 2 weeks ago. We had some stuff come up that I had to take care of in town, so we're going to move it to April 13th, which is during spring break. So hopefully we can get everyone out for a movie. We're going to show it in here on a nice big screen. We're going back and forth on the movie. You know, I tell them I'm old, so I want old movie. But we'll probably have something new for the kids, so hopefully we get some people out for that. April 15th, which will be 2 days after that, will also be the day before Easter, is the 2017 Egg Run for Searchlight. It'll be a free community event we'll do down at Searchlight Park. All you have to do is register or all people have to do is register their children either online or in our office. Again, no cost. And we do different age brackets. They run out, get a bunch of eggs, a bunch of candy, a bunch of little toys. And we're working on making it kind of a little bit bigger event this year with some amusement aspects added in. You know, bounce house. We got some other stuff that we're trying to get our hands on so we can make a nice event at the park. That same day, we do run one in Laughlin in the morning and then one here. So I have some people coming from Laughlin to work both of these events, so it was easier to do this one in the afternoon. So hopefully that works out, and it should be really fun. So if you guys have kids or know some kids, make sure you get them signed up, and then we'll get them going. It'll be a good time. Updates, we have the, excuse me, just today, actually, we had our maintenance crew down here, and they were asked to take a look at the swings in the Searchlight Community Park. And after reviewing some stuff and going over with their supervisors, they decided to take those swings down. They're going to be replaced with brand new swings. So the frames are up, but if you do try to use the swings the next, I think they told me it's going to be maybe 2 weeks. But hopefully it's sooner if they have some in stock in their warehouse in town, then we won't have to order any and they can get those put back up as soon as possible. But yeah, so if you do have some children or know some people that use the park, the swings will be down for a little bit. I was asked last meeting about trying to get some no motor vehicle signs on Rexpel Trail, so I have an update on that. We've gone over it. I've gone through the park with our or the trail with our maintenance guys, and we've had some different discussions with their supervisors, and I have some pictures which I'll give to you guys. Basically, in these pictures, I've circled just all the signage that's up in the park. There are, I believe, 5 signs that are no motor vehicle signs. They're attached to poles throughout the park, one each under both park rules signs, and then under the caution flood area signs. Now, these are those no motor vehicle signs is the standard sign that RPM uses, which is Real Property Management, the maintenance crews. The same ones they put up in every park. They are only, you know, 10 inches big by 4 inches wide. So I've had some talks with them about trying to get maybe a larger sign made for 2 areas in particular that I noticed were probably where people get on and off of that trail in a dirt bike or whatnot, whatever they're using. So we have had some talks about it. We're trying to work out the exact verbiage. I know it seems like, oh, you can just put no motor vehicles on it, but the larger that sign is, it's going to have a little bit more info. So I'm working with the sign maker right now to see what we can and can't do. The other thing is where we're going to put them. As you'll be able to see in a couple of these pictures when I hand them to you guys, there is a good amount of signage to try to stop vehicles from going on there, but they have to leave an opening for when RPM has to do maintenance on the trail, especially after it rains or something like that. If you guys are familiar with it, there's some big washouts and the trail gets covered with dirt and sand and all kinds of sediment and stuff. So they do leave an opening. There's this one picture I'll show you. It's got the 4 signs on it. When I give them to you guys, you'll be able to see a little bit better. I kind of drew an arrow over here on the side of where people get on the trail. From what I can see, they go around the dumpster, and there's 2 openings that are just big enough to maybe get, you know, to get definitely to get dirt bikes and stuff on, but maybe even like a small car, you know. And those are the areas that our maintenance guys use to access the park when they have to do maintenance on it. So that's something that we're going over with them and trying to figure out the best way to, you know, to maybe shrink those gaps down or, you know, there's been some talk maybe putting up a chain or some poles or something like that to try to alleviate those areas. But again, we're just talking about it. But I was happy that I was able to get with the maintenance guys and go over it and kind of get the process started as far as the signs and stuff go. So I'll leave these with you guys. I wish I could print them in color. We don't have a color printer. So it didn't come out super great, but I tried to circle the sign that is the no motor vehicle sign on here for you. So is there any questions?
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
You can send me the digital copy. Receive a report from the Searchlight Library regarding current and upcoming programs.
My name is Amanda Oliver, OLIVER. I think I need you to speak.
speak a little louder.
Sorry, my name is Amanda Oliver, O-L-I-V-E-R, and we're just right across the way also at 200 Michael Lindell Lake. To go back in time a little bit, our team night on Saturday was very successful. I don't have the numbers, but Lauren does. So it was really great to see. So thank you for that. Tomorrow, we're starting something new that we hope people will enjoy. It's called Classic Film Thursday, and we're starting with The Wizard of Oz. So hopefully that will be fun. On Thursday, March 23rd, we're having a book sale. So if you are looking to get any books or other materials as well. That following Saturday, the 25th, we're having warm coffee in the library. And then the following Thursday, March the 30th, we are having the Sip and Paint. And we'd like to ask people to register for the Sip and Paint, but people do just beautiful artwork.
Any questions? He's going to fix the mic so it'll be louder for you next time. Thank you.
Well, you're good. I'm going to add to Amanda's thing. Their team movie night, they had 25 people, which that's really impressive, I think, for what we do. So I think the library did a great job with that. And then coming up with their book sale and stuff like that, that's something that Parks and Rec is going to go ahead and try to support as much as we can. So if you guys do have kids and stuff, we're going to try to make all these things kind of fun to go with the library's fun that they already do. We're going to try to combo this stuff and get, you know, hopefully we get some involvement from the community on these things. So definitely look forward to the book sale and the different stuff that the library has.
Amanda, one question. What time is the book sale going to be?
It's going to be at 2 p.m.
2 p.m.
on March the 23rd, Thursday. And thanks to Parks and Rec for always being there for us.
Great. Thank you. Okay, receive a report from the U.S. Park Service regarding current issues and activities in the area and other related concerns. No report?
No.
Okay. Next, receive a report from Janice Koteski with Searchlight Senior Center regarding current and upcoming activities.
Janice Koteski, KOSTECKY. 496 State Highway 164. Tomorrow is corned beef and cabbage, mashed potatoes, vegetable salad bar, and cake. Salad bar starts at 4:30, dinner's at 5, bingo to follow at 6 p.m. Robert Besser from Humano was at the Senior Center to answer all questions on medical insurance. If you missed him and have questions, please give him a call at 702-332-8350. There are a lot of changes in the medical this year, so he'd be more than willing to answer any questions anybody has. We had a logo contest that ended February 28th, and we had two winners. The actual logo is Betsy Hartman, and Lynette Ferris did a picture that we're putting on the back of the shirt. So those should be out by our barbecue on Memorial Weekend. March 22nd at 12 noon, Lakeview Terrace Assisted Senior Living will be bringing a lunch to the senior citizens to discuss their facilities and everything they have to offer for veterans and seniors. April 29th will be our bake sale in front of Bruce Dugan's right there next to the Rebel. And it's from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and there are flyers out on that now. And May 27th, of course, is Memorial Day Barbecue in conjunction with Parks and Rec at the Searchlight Community Park. If anyone would like to have a booth at this event, please see me or call me at 661-305-8474. Booths are to be crafts and information booths only. We don't want, like, junk or anything like that. So, okay? Thank you. Any questions?
Thank you.
Yeah, 661-305-8474.
Receive a report from Judy Mundorf regarding the Searchlight Wind Energy Project.
Judy Mundorf, B-U-N-D-O-R-F, Grand Plus Road. Order. Searchlight Land seems to be on hold. We've got some more documents through FOIA. My attorney sends a FOIA request every 3 weeks. And what we're trying to do now, I think I mentioned last time, is require BLM or whomever to remove the 3 Met Towers that are around the town, and also to have the Public Utility Commission close out the renewable energy docket for Searchlight Wind Energy. It's been open since 2009 with no activity, but it needs to be closed. Also, BLM put in place about a year ago, or a year and a half ago, a mineral segregation order for the whole keyhole around Searchlight, and that was to prevent anyone from filing a mining claim. And I would recommend anybody who has the, you know, wherewithal, go file a mining claim, because according to my attorney, the second mineral segregation that they did was illegal. And if they try to refuse a mining claim within the area that is not the ACEC, then they have no grounds for not allowing mining claims to be filed within the area around the town. Continuing with some BLM activities, has anyone received a postcard about meetings that are to be held, one of them here on April 5th? Did anybody here receive those postcards?
Yes.
If you didn't get one, I made copies, so I can give everyone a copy. I would suggest you come out for this, they're calling it a scoping meeting, for a management plan for the Paiute El Dorado Valley ACEC. And that's the whole, I also have maps that show what that ACEC is, or Area of Critical Environmental Concern. My understanding is that BLM is using this ACEC as a, quote, mitigation area to offset the environmental damages done by the solar energy zone out near Apex, northeast of Las Vegas. So I think it's just important that everybody come out, find out what their intention is for this ACEC. On another BLM matter, earlier this month, and they're open to the public, but they don't have them that often in Las Vegas, the BLM holds what's called Resource Advisory Committee meetings, or RAC meetings. And I went to that, and there's attendees from half of Nevada, all the counties from, well, even as far away as, I think, the northern part of the state. And the head of the BLM in Las Vegas said they are in the process of doing a supplemental resource management plan for all of Clark County and the southern half of Nye County. And I will just keep you posted on that. There should be public meetings, chances for comment. There were meetings held about 3 years ago. There was a scoping meeting here. And that's where they show you maps with, you know, this area is going to be wind, this area is going to be solar, this is whatever. So I'll keep you posted on any of that. And see me after the meeting for anybody who wants a copy of the postcard and the map. Any questions?
Thank you, Judy. Okay, next for planning and zoning. Announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings and county or community meetings and events. No one? Okay. Next, number one, planning and zoning. WS-08856-16-Jet Searchlight LLC. Waivers of development standards for the following. 1. Allow an existing non-decorative fence in the front yard. 2. Reduce setbacks for a fence. 3. Alternative landscaping, and 4. Allow existing non-standard improvements, non-decorated fence within the right-of-way. Design reviews for the following. 1. An existing parking lot.
2, an existing non-decorative fence in conjunction with an existing casino and restaurant on 3.2 acres in a C-2 general commercial zone and an H1 limited resort and apartment zone, generally located on the east side of U.S. Highway 95 and the north and south sides of Cottonwood Cove Road within searchlight, to the PC on 02-07-2017. Approved. Current planning. Provide additional alternative landscaping such as decorative rock. Applicant is advised that a substantial change in circumstances or regulations may warrant denial or added conditions to an extension of time. The extension of time may be denied if the project has not commenced or there have been no substantial work towards completion within the time specified, and that this application must commence within 2 years of approval date or will expire. Okay. Now, next, we'll go to general business. Number one, discussing adding flags along Highway 95 in searchlight, and who will purchase the flags and flagpole inserts, and who will affix them on the street light post. Nothing on it? Okay, next, number two, discuss the NDOT study for a crosswalk at Highway 95 and Galveston.
Gavelin,
thank you. Okay, this was sent to Dr. Brian Paulson, and it says, this is from NDOT. Okay, after analyzing the this intersection, NDOT has determined not to install a crosswalk at this intersection. There were multiple factors that led to this decision. First, it is approximately 350 feet south of existing crosswalk, US 95 in Hobson. We typically space crosswalks a minimum of 1,500 feet from each other. This spacing standard can be waived, which is why we continue to analyze the intersection. Second, I spoke with Stan Colton to determine where the pedestrian traffic was generated from. He explained that there is a Searchlight Senior Center west of this intersection. This senior center is a pedestrian destination. The majority of pedestrian traffic originates from the northwest of Hobson and 95 and walks to the center. These pedestrians are coming from residential areas northwest of Hobson and 95. Since the pedestrians are coming from the northwest of an existing crosswalk, they can use that crosswalk without adding any extra distance to their travel. However, they are choosing not to utilize this crosswalk. Third, I analyzed crash data for the last 5 years. There have not been any crashes at all in this intersection in the last 5 years. Typically, 3 crashes in a 12-month period is our standard for possibly installing a crosswalk. Please let me know if you have any further questions. If you still see pedestrians cross at Gavelin 95, you can always put a request into law enforcement and ask them to patrol the area more frequently. This is from Michelle Castro, Nevada Department of Transportation. Jane?
Jane Overy, O-V-E-R-Y. It just so happens the other day I was driving on the 95, and there was a man in a wheelchair, electric wheelchair, going across. There were 2 cars stopped in the lanes coming from the north. One car stopped in the lanes coming from the north, and another car just went around all of them and almost hit the man. So I don't understand why we're discussing a small area, and it's unlike Vegas where they have hundreds of feet of residential property. And so, yes, they walk down until they find a crosswalk, but in this small town, you have a lot of seniors that are trying to get across that road in motorized wheelchairs. They're not wheelchairs, they're motorized chairs. And so I think that their NDOT rules as such possibly need to be reviewed. And I understand that the people, and this person was in the crosswalk there at Hobson, and so it wasn't that they were walking outside the crosswalk.
Thank you. Janice?
Janice Kosteki, KOSTECKY, 496 State Highway 164. My question to NDOT would be then, if they're refusing to put a crosswalk there at Galveston, or Galvel, whatever it is, the one at Hobson, then can they put flashing lights? We need to have something that will make the traffic stop when somebody's going across there.
So,
that's put a request in for the crosswalk flashing beacons at the Hobson and 95 to NDOT?
We heard back from that a few months ago. They're not going to put in lights unless there's so much traffic. I'd have to dig up that email again.
But there is a lot of traffic. 95 is always full of traffic.
We're talking about traffic crosswalk.
I think they did the crosswalk study came back and said there wasn't enough traffic crossing the street to justify.
Vehicle or traffic.
Right, pedestrian traffic crossing the street to justify putting any lights in. I think there was a study, but Brian would have more information on that.
Yeah, I did that in October, November.
Okay. But they're refusing to put one where we need one.
I know, but this
the
is
the one
response.
That we have would like to make safer.
It's NDOT. I can't
I'm
speak for NDOT.
Thank you, Jen.
Thank you.
Okay, discuss the possibility of resurfacing the parking lot at the Searchlight Community Center.
I think this was brought up by Jane last meeting. So I think it just figured we need to go forward with it.
Just needs to be looked into.
So do we want to put that on the agenda to go forward to discuss it?
Okay. Tammy, can we put
it is?
Okay. It is on the agenda.
Okay.
Who would take care of looking into this?
Ah, here he comes.
Yeah. Richard DeClerc, Parks and Recreation. I believe I heard you guys mention the parking lot. Excuse me. If we talked about that at the last meeting, I did not put that in my notes, so I haven't been able to talk to anyone about it, but I did have a conversation earlier, so I'll look into that. And see if it's scheduled for, resurfacing, or if it's something that we need to have them come out and look at. But I already made a note of it, and I'll try to make sure that I have some kind of information on that for the next meeting.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board council's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board council by majority votes. Sorry, my voice is going out. Jane?
I have an announcement to the public. I know the board members received this information. The Department of Real Property Management is referenced the Searchlight Community Center Museum Archival Storage Expansion. So we do have a number, an RP number, a PO number, and an SOQ number. And so I have made some suggestions that I'll be with Dr. Paulson, who is going to meet with the county, because in the past,
when they did our archive closet and they built shelving without any input from anybody, a lot of the shelving is kind of useless because it's not movable, and so things that I should be able to stack up right so I can read, I have to lay down, and there's just a lot of unnecessary spaces that are being lost because of that. So I've come up with some suggestions that in the, that we may try to get some input into this archival closet. The second thing, and will be one of the suggestions that I'm adding, is I didn't find out till recently that every time I would come to the work in the archive room in the winter time, I would freeze to death. I would tell the Parks and Recreation that could they make sure that we could get some heat there. And because I know that some of the heat in some of these buildings is, has been controlled by the people, the county in town. So I've requested that for 3 or 4 months in a row. Well, then recently the maintenance man was here and I saw him and I asked him about this. What did we need to do? Turns out that the only thermostat that controls the food bank, the museum archive room, the town board office, and the archive closet is located in the food bank. The food bank people are not here when I'm usually here, so I can't get the temperature turned up, so it cuts down the time that I can actually work in the closet. So I'm asking, as on this design notice to proceed, I want to make sure maybe we can get a thermostat where we can control the archive closet, the museum room, and the town board office. So that is just one of the suggestions that I'm going to be passing on once we have a meeting. Hopefully we'll be able to do that. But I did want you all to know that the design notice to proceed has been put in place. And I never knew the county had so many assistant managers for one. We have an RPM manager, and we have an RPM OPS manager, and then we have a 1, 2, 3 assistant managers. So I don't know what we have all these people, but maybe something to get done. Thank you.
Thank you. Janice?
Janice Costetti, KOS, TECKY. 496 State Highway 164. Regarding the flags and flag holders, I didn't get a chance. I'm like Rich, I forgot to write it down, so I didn't get it done this last month. So if we could leave it on the agenda for next month, I'd appreciate it.
Do you want to put that on the agenda, please?
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, our next meeting date is April 12th, 2017 at 7 p.m. Thank you for coming. This meeting is adjourned.
See you later.
Hey, she's the one you want to talk to.
I already got it. Thanks.
The one for the nuggets right there, I think.
They have two years.
They haven't started anything on it. I'm not quite sure. glad to ask. How long do we have to leave that planning commission going on? That's for the town roadhouse. We have to do the fence work.
This is the last time.
The last time? Mm-hmm.
This is the last time on here?
Yeah. Yeah, it stays on until we get the notice of final action, which was on there on this agenda, so now it won't be on there next month.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it will always stay on until it's completed. Okay. So if there's like extensions, you know, whatever.
The gentleman that was here last time, the public works, he was supposed to get back to the board also on the poles that were for the mounting of the flags.
Okay.
If we look at the minutes, he said he was going to come back with how many poles there was, and suggestions and recommendations.
I'm going to ask Brian if he contacted Brian, because he didn't contact me.
Yeah.
Did you want to hold on to it, or?
No, he's going to send me digital copies.
Oh, okay.
Think it went well tonight?
I think it did, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Oh, Kyle.
Yeah.
I have to say, isn't that light still on?
No.